my job this morning to teach you how goals will actually help you reach your, you know, what you're looking for in your success. And basically, as you can see behind me, if you don't have any goals, you have no destination. For example, I commend all of you for being here today because you set out a goal to get to the regional convention. Does that make sense? You had to do whatever you had to do. You had to hire sitters, dog sitters, people sitters, you know, for the elderly, whoever you're taking care of. You had to set things aside and make a goal to get here. Follow me on that? And it's really, really simple. Our whole business, because we're independent, as you heard Kevin Buckman say yesterday, there's nobody that we're holding accountable to except for ourselves, right? So what happens is some of us can get carried away because this is a 2 to 3 year business model, working 8 to 15 flexible hours in a 4-week period of time, in a week, right? That you can create an ongoing 6-figure, 7-figure residual income. Anyway, that's what I was told. Is that what you were told? The challenge is when I first got started way back in 1996, what happened was I treated it like a hobby, not like a business like it should be. So what I'm here to share with you is I want you to change that and develop a business mindset, right? And the way we're going to do that is really simple. I want you to set some goals for yourself. And I know you've been through this exercise, a lot of you, before, where you'll write down your goals statement and do the things you want to do. Great. You can get that information from Basic 5. What I want to do with you to this morning really quick is to lay out the game plan. Because you want to hear exactly what you need to do, right? And we want to make sure that you can do it. Is that correct? So the question that I'm going to ask you, and I would like little audience participation, is I'm going to ask you a couple questions. I need you to respond. So the question is, can you do this?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Will you do this?
Yes.
Fabulous. Okay, so James R. Reidinger says, you need to lead by example. You heard Kevin Buckman say it last night, right? Well, it's really simple. People do what you do, not what you say to do. And as a quick example, can everybody make an okay sign really quick? Do me a favor, touch your chin. Touch your chin. Touch your chin. Hello? Chin. If you're touching your cheek, you're doing exactly what I told you to do. People do what you do, not what you say to do. By the way, if you're touching your cheek, you're visual, and 75% of us are visual. If you're touching your chin, you're auditory, which means you listen to what people tell you to do. Does that make sense? Just to help you along the way. Now, on top of that, in setting goals, it's really simple. What we want to do is, the first thing is, I need you to set a goal to make a commitment to yourself. That seems fair enough, right? Make a commitment for yourself, and what I want you to do is open up the Getting Started Guide. Now, each of you, because I know there's a lot of expertise in the audience, some of you have been in the business, you're guests in the audience, or you've only been in the business a month, 2 months, 6 months, a year, 5 years, whatever the case may be, I don't care. Open up the Getting Started Guide. And from there, there's a little section that says, I will commit. And I want you to go and check off all the boxes that you're going to make a commitment for yourself. There's even a spot that you're going to commit the next year to 2 years to do this business and treat it like a business as it should be, not like a hobby, as a business. If you're really serious about making the money, you want to does anybody want to make money in this business? I know there's different – see, not everybody raised your hand, and that's okay. Because there's different reasons why we get involved in this business of Market America. A lot of it could be spiritual, right? It could be – making money, that's the majority of us. Some of us, it's just an outlet to meet new people. This is a great place to meet new people. Wouldn't you agree? I met my wife through this, through motives. I had an ulterior motives for motives, go figure. Single, happy-go-lucky guy, 27 women in the room, myself. The odds were so stacked in my favor. But I want you to make a commitment for yourself. The next thing is, there's a section that goes through the goals and the goal statement. So run through that exercise. What do I want? It could be materialistic. Just fire off the next minute or two. What do you want? And then and go from there and write down your goals. The next thing I want you to do is go for challenges. I am huge into challenges. Why? Because we have local challenges. We have district challenges. We have regional challenges. We have the president's challenge, right? Or in this case, it's the chairman's challenge. We have different university challenges. Why are they important to go for? I want each one of you to go for the challenge. Even if you don't succeed. And the reason for it is every challenge that was designed that I've ever seen was designed to propel your business and move it forward, right? So the idea is if you go for the challenge, even if you don't succeed, you're that much further along. Does everyone understand that? From there, can you do that? Hello? It's very little audience participation, but I need, can you do that? But will you do that? See, not as many people said I will do that as opposed to I can do that. But I just want you to be honest with yourself. Because I'm asking, can you do this? Yes or no?
Yes.
Will you do this?
Yes.
Does it seem easy enough?
Yes.
Fabulous. So when you make your commitment, here's your first goal. And everybody's at a different place in this business. Your first goal as a new distributor or wherever you are is to reach executive coordinator, which means you've earned $1,500 and gone through the commission cycle once. I want your goal to do that in 6 months. Sound easy enough? After you've reached executive coordinator in 6 months, I want you to do it again and go through the cycle, and your next goal is to do it in 5 months. Then 4 months, 3 months, 2 months, 1 month, 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 1 week. When you get to the point that you do it in 1 week, check this out. 22 and a half months passed if you followed that goal. Some of you are already further along, right? Because you're already cycling through every 3 months, every 2 months. But if you've gone to that cycle, like what I just shared with you, and you set that as your goal, what happens was this. You've only earned $13,500 in 22 and a half months. How many people would have quit the business by then? If you had a job and you earned $13,000 in 2.5 years, how many people quit? So someone, you would actually stay in your job for after 2.5 years? Okay, check this out. That's why I needed you to make a commitment to yourself and a goal. Why? Because if you follow the simple plans that I'm sharing with you, you're only going to make that much. But check this out. After you get to the point of 22 and a half months and you're doing it every single week, now you're making $1,500 a week every single week. That's $78,000 a year. Understand where I'm coming from? Can you do this? Will you do this?
Yes.
All right. It's all about result-producing activities. You've heard it before, right? It's about using and selling the products. It's about sharing the business with new people and potential business partners or customers. It's about using the shopping annuity. It's about selling tickets to get the education. And it all starts with a names list. Because you need a names list of, look, your goal is to get a names list of 60 to 200 people. It doesn't matter right now whether they're for customers or for their business partners, but I need you to get 60 to 200 names. Now, your goal after you do this is to get them off the list, right? Because why would you have them on the list and just keep them there forever? The idea is get them off the list. Is this making sense, everybody? Okay, great. Now, there's different things that can come from all different places and all walks of life, or where you're going to get the name. So the first step that we're going to share with you is your goal is use and sell products. Well, how do I go and do that? The first and foremost is ShopBuddy. It is my favorite. Why? Because it's a little thing that whether you're a guest or you're a distributor, you should download the ShopBuddy. It's a little app that's built into Firefox, Chrome, Internet Explorer, Safari. And what it does, it enables you, after you download the ShopBuddy, is to keep track of everything you're doing. So if you decide to go to google.com to look for a refrigerator or whatever, what happens is the ShopBuddy stays resident in memory, keep it in layman terms, and if it happens to be one of our 4,000 partner stores, a big blue box will come up in the upper right and say, hey, look, Chip, if you like to earn cash back for this purchase, click on this orange button. And what it does is it logs you in as a preferred customer into the back office of shop.com and tracks all your purchases so that you can receive cash back. Follow me? You like that? Awesome. From there, we also want you to set a goal to learn about our Market America branded products. We have over 2,500 branded products, multiple divisions. Try some of them out. See what works for you. Right? And then from there, there's the home shopping list. It's one of my favorites. I know we have it electronically, but I love doing it on paper. And the reason for it is it's simple. It's easy. The key word here is easy. You go down the list and you check off everything you use in your household. And when you pull it up and the behind it, you'll see that it's our Market America equivalent, right? And this way you can go ahead and then add into your shopping advisor list online if you like, and then just go ahead and pick and choose the products you would like to try along the way. Now, I don't know about you, but my wife and I use over 70 to 80 of the Market America branded products. A lot of it's in the Modus Cosmetics section. But the idea is we use a lot of the other products as well, okay, in the health and nutrition arena, the personal care, skin care, and even in the cleaning line. Your goal for this is to retail $100 a month, only $100 a month. Can you do that? Can you do that?
Yes.
Will you do that?
Yes.
Awesome. So now we got the use and sell products out of the way. The second step is to basically utilize a shopping annuity. Check this out. We have the ability with the money that you're already laying out anyhow, ladies and gentlemen, why not buy from yourself and get cash back for doing so? Put more money back into your pocket in the way of IBV, that's internet business volume, that's the second way we get paid, right? Toward another commission check just from doing the things you're doing anyhow. And it gives you the opportunity to capitalize, right, Big Al, on doing the things you're doing, and then you can earn money while you're doing it. And you can tell people about it and earn cash back on everything they're doing. That's pretty cool. That should be, this is not rocket science. It's what our company's all about and is what we're talking about right now. The third step is to share the business. But before we share the business, I need to prep you on a couple of things because there's so many business support materials, wouldn't you agree, that are available to us, right? So the question is like, which one do you use? Well, the first one I would highly recommend to you is the annual report. The annual report gives you the ability, if you study it, all right, there's a global annual report, and it, because it's in multiple languages, that you'll see there's statistics and a balance sheet about the company. You'll see some of the top money earners in the annual report. The idea is I love, my wife and I love the annual report. We can show the entire business just with this alone. Because it offers you credibility with the people who are earning money. It gives you credibility on the company. The company's had, I believe at this point, well over 87 consecutive quarters of growth. That's pretty cool, right, Gigi? I know, I'm telling you. So it gives you all the different divisions that we're focused on that we have across in our Market America University of products. So the annual report gives you that. Study that. Learn it. Learn what you do. I understand that some of you are doing this part-time, but the idea is that's great, but change your lingo and your language of saying, hey, look, I might be a teacher, but I'm really excited about this business. This way you can tie in it because otherwise, unless what you do is going to make you money talking to other people, you want to be able to tie in our business so that people can have an interest on what you're doing, right? From there, you also want to have your two-minute commercial ready. My advice to you is have several of them planned. Have a one-minute commercial. Have a 30-second. Have an elevator pitch. Time yourself. Get in an elevator and try to go up 10 floors and see if you can get do it in 10, 15 seconds. And it might change based on who you're talking to, right? From there, know what your answer to what is it. It might change. If you're sitting there watching football or a game and you're with your friends, you might not want to say Market America is a product brokerage company specializing in one-on-one marketing and, you know, and we have a shopping annuity and things like that. They might look at you like you're crazy. It's like, you know what, it's just the darndest thing. You know, we'll talk later. From there, we also have call workshops. See, with your 60 to 200 names that you've got now, the idea is to help you get them off the list. Why not create what we call a call workshop to call those individuals up and do it together because you have more fun doing it in groups of people. They say when they hang up on you, you could turn around and call them back and say, I'm sorry, we must have gotten disconnected. And continue, and you might get hung up again, but that's okay. One of the most important things you want to learn is how to show the plan. I understand the fact that if you're brand new in this business, when you're showing the business plan to people, you might not know it, you're nervous. But the idea is when you get learn how to show the plan, when you learn how to show the plan, what happens is really simple. It gives you the opportunity that you could become independent of your business partners, and you could do it on your own. And you could show the business plan anywhere you want. My favorite is actually using sugar packets in a diner. I just make sure, depending on which one has more of the white or the pink or the blue or the yellow, those could be the extra people. So if there's less blues and you know yellow, then I put that person at the top and use the re-entries and stuff. If you don't understand what I'm talking about, you need to try or talk to the person next to you. Okay, but the idea is just to be able to learn how to show the plan anywhere you are and master that, whether it be on pencil or paper. Got that? With your names list, now that you have, you're prepped and you're ready to go, what we could do now is use that names list, determine what different approaches you'd like to do as your goal, and your goal is now to present that business plan on one-on-ones, two-on-ones, webinars, social media. Look, I get the fact for the millennials over there on my left side, right side, in the back, pretty much most of you. I'm not one of those, I'm like Generation X. But the idea is really simple. share the business with people and let them know, because this is the best kept secret in our business. It is our business model, right? You guys aren't excited, but that's okay. Your goal, thank you for that. Your goal, check this out. Your goal is to show the business to one person a week. Can you do that?
Yes.
Will you do that?
Yes.
Awesome. Because if you can do that, the fourth step's really simple. We want to move tickets, right? When they sell the next event. The next event is whatever the next event is. So if you're at an unfranchised business presentation, or otherwise known as a UBP, your next event might be the next UBP, the next local event, the regional event, whatever the case may be. And during that, you want to also sell tickets when you're registering a business partner, paperclip the tickets. This is a business. It's not, I can't afford to go. If they can't afford to go, then you can't afford to get them started, because I'd rather get them to the event before getting them started. Does that make sense? Great. You want to create a sense of urgency. Here's where we drop the ball, most of us. You don't have enough tickets. As Andy Webb said, you should buy enough tickets until it hurts. Isn't that true, Andy? Because here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. If I had you buy 10 international convention tickets at $200 a pop, which was $2,000 out of your pocket, what are the odds of you talking to somebody, meeting after the meeting, and having 10 tickets, $2,000, burning a hole in your pocket, and you might talk about the business and getting them the ticket? Would you do that more? But if you don't have a ticket, here's what happens. You don't, no harm, no foul, right? Like, I don't have a ticket sale. I know, if I remember to mention it, I'll mention it. But if you have all those tickets in hand, I think you might say something, right? Your goal is to sell one ticket to one business partner. That would be the newbie. Can you do that?
Yes.
Will you do that?
Yes.
Now that we've done all the four, let's review. If you decide to do the weekly, because I said show the business plan once a week to a person, and have one new business partner, and each of your new business partners, any new business partner you do the same thing you do. Remember, people do what you do, not what you say to do. Or if you want to be on the slow track and say, you know what, I'm not going to do that once a week, I'm going to do it once a month. So that means I'm going to do it four times slower. Does everyone understand that? But you're still going to have your business partner duplicate you. Is everyone with me? I need to pre-frame you so you understand what's coming on. Now, on top of that, we also reviewed the fact that I want you to acquire one customer a year. One. Does that sound simple enough for you? I want you to have yourself eventually get on auto ship for you for 100 BV and have $100 worth of retail to one customer a month. Can you do that? Will you do that? Okay, you guys seem like you're getting tired. So here's what happens. The statistics that I need to share with you works like this. For every 16 people you talk to, four people will sit down and see the business. And out of the four that see the business, one will get started. So we have, does that make sense to everybody? So we lay the groundwork, 16, 4, 1. 16 people will look at it that you talk to. Four will sit down, one will get started. Right? So if you're doing the weekly plan, because I showed the business once a week, that means by the end of month one, as you see behind me, you'll have one new business partner. Does everyone follow me on that? However, if you're on the monthly plan, you're only doing it once a month. But remember, you need to show the plan four times to get one person started. So the person who's doing it every single week gets one new partner started in the first month. Does everyone understand that? If you and your business partner, because we all agreed you're going to do the same thing, showed the business plan every single week, that means after month two, you would have recruited another person, and your new person from month one would have recruited one. Now your team is three. Does anyone understand that? Meanwhile, the guy who's doing the monthly plan, because you're a little bit slower, you've only showed the plan another time once a month. That would be your second month. Everyone see what's going on. That would be, for some of you, taking a person to a UBP once a month. Because your UBP in your area happens once a month, so you go once a month. Got that? Third month happens. Follow the math works. Just know this. Third month, if all you in the weekly plan and all your new business partners each show the plan every single week, by the end of the third month, that your business will now go to seven.
If you're on the monthly plan, you haven't gotten anybody aboard yet because you haven't shown four people. At the end of month four, you're already at one new business partner for the month, and you got 15 new people doing the weekly plan. Do you see the pattern that's forming right here? By the end of the year, that person who's only doing it once a month only has one new business partner. You got it? They've got seven at the end of the year. Meanwhile, you've got 4,095 because everybody's doing what you do. So what happens is really simple. Statistically speaking, this is what happens. At the end of the week, at the end of the year, if you're doing it every week, you have 4,095 business partners. On the monthly plan, you have seven. Because remember, I'm not saying you're not, everyone's doing the same thing. We're just doing it at different paces, right? One's doing it every month, one's doing it every week. Your growth, look at your retail profits, well over $100,000. Your BV you're generating, right, on the seven people is 560 BV a month if everyone's doing $100 and 100 BV. And at the same time, look at the totals. You got 1,260 BV, right? Every single month on you and your seven people. If you're doing it every single week, it's astronomical. And I know you're saying these numbers are ridiculous. I get it. So what if you only 10% right? If you were 10% right, you'd have 73,000. That's enough for a six-figure ongoing residual income. You would still have 410 people with you at the event. If you were doing the monthly plan, you would probably be the only one. So just in recap, that's what happens if you do the weekly. I'm not saying not to do the same thing. You're just doing the same thing. If you're doing monthly, it's just going to be slower. Can you do that?
Yes.
Will you do that?
Yes.
Which one you do, I don't know. It's whatever works for you. Okay? Final thoughts. Number one, please stand if your goal is to achieve the next pin level. Stand up, please. I hope everybody's standing. Remain standing if your goal is to go for the next three pin levels. So that's in your goal statement. You're going to next three. Thank you. Sit down for a second. This is really, really important, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we teach. We learned it from the number one money earner, Elizabeth Weber. Shoot three pins out. Why? Because if you're a master coordinator, you're going for senior master, here's what happens. You do whatever you can. You run. You hit senior master coordinator, and you're like, I hit the pin level, and then you plateau. This is the part that Kevin Buckman was saying yesterday. You get all that momentum. You go for the senior master. You go for the next pin level. You hit it. You plateau, and you're like, oh, my God. And then you rest, and then you got to start all over again. But check this out. If you go for three pin levels, what happens is when you hit the pin level, you're like, thank you. You get the kudos and the recognition. But you're like, you know what? Thank you very much, but I'm on my way. I'm not looking for professional. I'm going for national. When you hit supervising, you don't say, I'm still going for national. Now I'm going for director. Does anyone understand that? And from the, exactly. This whole business, your goal, this whole business is your goal is a race to executive coordinator. Excuse me? Remember Big Al said this morning, we're no better than you, right, Big Al? Here's what happens. It's the race to executive coordinator. Because if you're brand new in the business, how fast can you get there? I'm no better than you. The only difference is, check this out. If you hit executive coordinator once a month, you're making $1,500. If you do it twice a month, you're a senior master coordinator. If you do it three times a month, you're a professional. If you do it four times a month, you're making $6,000. Is everyone with me on that? If you do it in two business development centers, you're a national. If you do it in three business development centers, that means each business development center is making $6,000, which means now you're a director. You're no better than, I'm no better than you. We hit, right? We're hitting executive coordinator just faster and faster and faster. Does that make sense? So your goal is to get to executive coordinator as quickly as you can and do it over and over and over and over again. If you decide to hit executive coordinator and get the bonus on three centers, now you're looking at executive director. You guys get that? It's really simple for your brand. And we're not even talking about IBV. That's just gravy on top. So my final, so it's really simple. Can you do this?
Yes.
Can you do this?
Yes.
Will you do this?
Yes.
Thank you very much, guys.